Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Forrest is on vacation, wandering through wine country, pretending he's in a slow motion commercial. I'm Rusty Sellers, the producer of the podcast, and our episode, we're popping the cork on myth number one. Do expensive wines always taste better? Now, I'll be honest. When I first started learning about wine, I assumed price was the ultimate shortcut. You grab the $80 bottle, you expect fireworks. You grab the $12 bottle, you expect disappointment. But here's the truth. Your taste buds don't care about price tags. They care about what you enjoy. Let's dig in. There's a famous study where researchers gave people the same wine twice, but told them one glass cost $90 and the other $10. Guess what? Most people said the expensive glass tasted better, even though it was literally the same wine. That's the psychology of expectation. Here's the kicker. Blind tastings often reveal that affordable wines can score just as high, or higher, than their fancy counterparts. Why? Because wine is subjective. What tastes like velvet to one person might taste like vinegar to another. Take Bordeaux, for example. Some bottles run into the thousands, aged in French oak, stored in pristine cellars. Impressive stuff. But then you taste a Tempranillo from Spain that costs under $20, and suddenly you're saying, wait a minute, why does this feel just as enjoyable? Price often reflects marketing, scarcity, and prestige, not necessarily flavor. Sure, high-end wines can offer depth and structure meant for aging, but if you're opening a bottle tonight with pizza, do you need a $200 Burgundy? Probably not. Here's a challenge for you. Set up a blind tasting at home. Get three bottles, one under $15, one around $30, and one splurge bottle, if your budget allows. Pour them into unmarked glasses and taste without knowing the price. You might shock yourself, and your wallet might thank you later. What do you think, sour grapes?
Expensive wine. Let me tell you a story. My cousin once dropped $300, on a Bordeaux. He sniffed like a bloodhound. He swirled like he was auditioning for Dancing with the Stars. And he sipped like he was about to unlock the secrets of the universe. And then, he says it tastes like wet socks. Wet socks, kid. Meanwhile, I'm over here with a $12 Chianti from the corner shop. No fancy cork, just a screw top. I pour it in a coffee mug. Don't judge me. And boom. It sings like Pavarotti on a Sunday morning. Especially with my leftover lasagna that's been reheated twice. Here's the truth, kid. Price don't matter if the bottle ends up down the drain. Or worse, splattered all over your white tablecloth because you got fancy with a decanter. You want flavor? Drink what makes you smile, not what empties your bank account. Unless, of course, you enjoy crying into your credit card bill while telling yourself, yes, I detect subtle notes of bankruptcy.
Thank you, Sour. There you have it. Myth number one uncorked. Expensive doesn't always mean better. Trust your palate, not the price tag. Next time you're browsing the wine aisle, remember, the best bottle is the one you enjoy most, whether it's $12 or $120. This is Rusty Sellers, and thanks for listening.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.